From the President's Desk by Judy Wilkinson. On our recent trip, which included a visit to Belgrade, Serbia, Steve and I met an incredible blind woman, head of White Cane, her nonprofit organization, providing services for blind people. 13 years ago, this journalist, Zoka, her nickname, went into action. Quote, blind people want to move about independently, to communicate, to live independently, close quote. Last fall, Zoka brought Serbia's first guide dog into the country, and she has been fighting those battles all too familiar to guide dog handlers. Denial for the dog to get on the bus, in the store, or the restaurant. They have hired certified O&M instructors and have trained some 45 folks to travel with a white cane. They have a small computer lab with one computer station and a tiny, poorly equipped kitchen. With assistance from her delightful son Marco, her right-hand man and in charge of fundraising, they are hard at work raising funds to train a certified guide dog instructor so that others in Serbia can have guide dogs. How easy to assume that all the important battles are behind us. How easy to forget what the beginning battles were like. How hard won those battles for dignity and independence. CCB began by fighting for just such services and demands for independence and equality. Today, the battles are no less important. Who knows what educational, technological, legal, and employment services CCB may provide in the future. Through our membership on the Blind Advisory Committee, we monitor those entities, such as the Department of Rehabilitation, to make sure that appropriate services are being delivered. Our advocacy efforts continue. We are fighting for our guide dog bills in the legislature. We are hard at work demanding that Alameda County, through voting machines, allow blind voters to cast ballots privately. We are demanding AMC movie theaters train their employees on audio description devices. Zoka's story only adds to my determination to reinvigorate and inspire CCB as I begin my presidency. We are in the process of hiring an executive director who will be working on fundraising and financial development. The board also has authorized a part-time administrative assistant. As you can appreciate, there are some issues which I can't discuss until conclusions are reached, but I promise to keep the membership involved and informed about our activities. To that end, I will be attending several chapter meetings in the near future via conference call. Watch the connection to learn of my, quote, office hours and president's calls. Please phone into board meetings. As an experiment to keep in better touch with chapters, I plan to issue brief monthly messages as audio files. Yes, I know the litany. We don't have younger members. The membership is growing old. But what I have experienced is members saying yes when I ask them to serve on committees. Our committees are doing amazing work for our members. The scholarship committee, led by Christy Crespin, is interviewing scholarship applicants. The convention committee, under retiring chair Eugene Lozano, has drafted a report suggesting changes for the next 2 years. The alternative convention committee, led by Rob Turner, has held 3 meetings to meet the obligations of the resolution we passed last spring. The Constitution and Bylaws Committee, under Gabe Griffith, will bring us extensive constitutional changes for consideration next spring. The Constitution and Bylaws Committee, under Gabe Griffith, will bring us extensive constitutional changes for consideration next spring. Our Mutt Strut Committee, headed by Donna Pomerantz and Debbie Cordero, and assisted by the dynamo Amelia Sherman, are planning the best Mutt Strut ever. The Publications Committee will add social networking to its oversight. The Braille Revival League of California and California Library Users of America continue their merger discussions. The Students Affiliate, with Robin Patch as president, has a new presence. The Technical Operations Group, headed by Vita Zavoli, is developing guidelines for us to improve our website. And so much more. As you can see, we are definitely fighting the 21st century battles. I want to end my first message as president by acknowledging the shoulders of those who have helped bring us to where we are today. Teddy Joy Remhold, Connie and Al Gill, Obi Schumann, and Winifred Downing would have understood what Zoka is fighting for in Serbia. They would urge us to advance our cause by fighting today's battles. So, my dear fellow CCB members, forward, onward, and upward.